Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Over 20 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh today. India begins diplomatic outreach program to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism following Operation Sindoor. UK suspends trade talks with Israel amid Gaza situation. Israel asserts not to change security policies due to outside pressure. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in most parts of the country till the 26th of this month. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium this evening. Over 20 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Abujmard area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. A top leader of the Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security force personnel was injured during the exchange of fire. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces has continued since this morning. Our correspondent has filed this report.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abujmard area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
An all-party delegation led by GDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism.
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है इनके नकाब को उतारना वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The government has dismissed posts carried by various social media channels claiming that the central government has issued a high alert on a possible rise in temperature to 55 degrees Celsius between the 29th of May and the 2nd of June. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that the government has issued no such notification and instructed the citizens to check the official website of the India Meteorological Department. The stage is all set for the inauguration of 103 Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow with modern amenities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the stations from Bikaner, Rajasthan. These stations have been upgraded and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme as city centres, showcasing regional culture and heritage. He will dedicate multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees to the nation. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. More from our correspondent.
A total of 103 redeveloped Amrit Bharat stations to be inaugurated tomorrow are situated in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. Maximum 19 stations will be inaugurated in Uttar Pradesh, followed by 18 in Gujarat and 15 in Maharashtra. 9 Amrit Bharat stations will be inaugurated in Tamil Nadu and 8 in Rajasthan. Besides, 6 stations in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Chhattisgarh and Karnataka will also be dedicated to the citizens. The redevelopment of these stations has been carried out based on city's cultural, spiritual and religious heritage. Key features of these stations include wider roads, well-constructed underpasses, footover bridges, modern waiting areas, executive lounges, spacious circulating areas, grand porches, modern restrooms and lifts, all designed to be disabled friendly. These stations are also equipped with enhanced passenger information systems and offer free Wi-Fi. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Three railway stations, including an all-women-operated railway station, will be dedicated after redevelopment in Telangana tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate them. Our correspondent has talked to Chief Public Relations Officer of South Central Railways, Sridhar, who informed that the first all-women-operated railway station in SCR Begumpet, besides Karimnagar and Warangal stations, have been redeveloped at a cost of 25 crore rupees.
Out of Telangana, there are three railway stations which are ready for the inauguration. They are Begumpet, Karimnagar, Warangal. So in this, Begumpet is a suburban railway station within the Twin Cities jurisdiction. And it is a very special station because the station has been manned by all women staff since 2018.
BJP today hit out at TMC following the report of a court-monitored probe on the Murshidabad violence, which mentions that some leaders of the ruling party in West Bengal were involved in the violence. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the report has mentioned violence and rejected the claim of TMC that outsiders were involved in it. He alleged that one particular community was targeted in the violence, which was pre-planned and was done at the direction of TMC leaders. Mr. Trivedi demanded an answer from Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee about the action to be taken against TMC leaders involved in the violence.
मुझे लगता है कि अब इसके बाद पश्चिम बंगाल सरकार के पास किसी प्रकार का मुंह नहीं रह गया है ये कहने का कि वहां पर हिंसा नहीं हुई थी अब बिल्कुल साफ है कि वहां हिंसा हुई सुनियोजित हिंसा हुई तृणमूल कांग्रेस के नेताओं के इशारे पर हिंसा हुई और बाकायदा धर्म और समुदाय देखकर हिंसा की गई तो अब मैं पश्चिम बंगाल की मुख्यमंत्री ममता बनर्जी जी से पूछना चाहता हूं कि उनके ममतामयी हृदय में कब वह करुणा जागेगी कि वो अपने नेताओं पे कार्रवाई करेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also paid homage to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. The day marks the 34th death anniversary of Rajiv Gandhi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. For details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Mizoram has been declared India's first fully literate state, marking a historic milestone in the state's educational journey. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan congratulated the people of Mizoram for this achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that this is a momentous and proud milestone in the state's educational journey and also a moment of great pride for the nation. We have a report.
Education in Mizo society began only after the advent of the British in 1890. Prior to the arrival of the British, Mizos were without written scripts and were totally illiterate. Traditional knowledge was imparted orally at Jolbu, which is the learning center of the Mizos. However, the advent of the British witnessed transformational change in the field of education with the establishment of the first school in Mizo Hills in 1894 with just two students. The English missionaries worked on creating Mizo alphabets based on Roman script. In 1895, the first book in Mizo language, Mizo Jirtibu, was published and has become the source of learning for the Mizos. In the census of India in 1941, Lusai, now Mizo, had attained a literacy rate of 36%. In 1910, a person named Leta passed his matriculation examination under the University of Calcutta, creating history as the first matriculate among the Mizos. With about a century of modern education, it is significant that Mizoram is today the first fully literate state in India. Gingangke, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Major Hoshiar Singh.
Born in Haryana, Major Hoshiar Singh was commissioned in the 3rd Grenadiers Regiment in June 1963. During Indo-Pak War in 1971, the battalion was assigned the task of establishing a bridgehead across the Basantar River, which was covered with deep minefields on both sides and protected by well-fortified defenses by the enemy. Major Singh was the commanding officer of the C Company, which was instructed to capture the locality of Jatpal, held under Pakistani control. The company came under intense shelling and crossfire from medium machine guns. Major Hoshiar Singh led his troops and engaged in a fierce hand-to-hand fight. Despite heavy bombardment and tank fire, he went from trench to trench, motivating his troops. Inspired by his courage and leadership, his company countered all the attacks and brought on heavy casualties on the enemy. On 17th December 1971, the enemy made yet another attack with the battalion backed by heavy artillery fire. Major Hoshiar Singh was seriously wounded by the enemy fire, but unflinching, he went motivating his men. As he was encouraging his men, an enemy shell landed near the medium machine gun post, injuring the crew. Major Hoshiar Singh, realizing the importance of machine gun fire, immediately rushed to the machine gun pit and, though seriously wounded himself, manned the machine gun, inflicting heavy casualties on the enemy. The attack was successfully combated and the enemy retreated, leaving behind 85 dead, including their commanding officer. Major Hoshiar Singh was awarded Paramveer Chakra for his absolute bravery and steadfast devotion in the line of duty. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Brigadier Kushal Thakur, retired, a key figure in the Kargil War, who led his men of the 18th Grenadiers to capture Tiger Hill, is all praise for the optimal success of Operation Sindoor.
Brigadier Thakur said that the whole world has seen India's capacity to respond when pushed and the valor of our brave soldiers. At the same time, the armaments like missiles and air defense system made under Make in India have proved our nation's commitment towards preparing indigenous products to be self-reliant in any situation.
जब उसने जवाबी हमला किया, हमारे बेगुनाह सिविलियंस के ऊपर हमला किया और हमने भी सैनिक कार्रवाई करके उसके एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम को, उसका रडार और कम्युनिकेशन सिस्टम को, उसके ड्रोन्स को और उसके जो हवाई अड्डे हैं, किस तरह से हमने करारा जवाब दिया और उन्हीं को हमने जो है नॉन ऑपरेशनल कर दिया. आज पूरी दिन दुनिया अक्षब्ध है और पूरा विश्व देख रहा है और भारतवर्ष की जो क्षमता है और जो वीरता है हमारे सैनिकों की, उसकी सराहना कर रहा है.
Brigadier Thakur said that our armed forces have just paused the military action. If Pakistan again tried to do something against India, it will be dealt more emphatically. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
A total of 750 pilgrims have been selected for this year's Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. The selection of pilgrims was executed through an online computerized draw in New Delhi today in the presence of Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan. The UK has suspended trade talks with Israel, summoned the Israeli ambassador and imposed new sanctions on West Bank settlers over the worsening situation in Gaza. Foreign Secretary David Lammy called Israel's military actions in Gaza morally unjustifiable and said the country's blockade of aid had created a major humanitarian crisis. Israel, however, dismissed the UK's criticism, saying it would not change its security policies due to outside pressure. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over coastal and ghat areas of Karnataka today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Heavy rainfall is likely to prevail in Andhra Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand as well. The IMD predicted rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chhattisgarh and Uttar Pradesh till the 26th of this month. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 20 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh today. India begins diplomatic outreach program to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism following Operation Sindoor. UK suspends trade talks with Israel amid Gaza situation. Israel asserts not to change security policies due to outside pressure. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in most parts of the country till the 26th of this month. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Delhi Capitals at Wankhede Stadium this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.